Hey everybody, welcome to the Kristen Agopian Show. Shout outs from everybody here in Studio B as we connect with our syndicated stations. Just got the fresh list from BizTalk, coming up on 90 stations coast to coast via the BizTalk radio network. Greetings to you all. Loving all the Happy New Year emails and texts and Facebook feedback and LinkedIn feedback, especially, you know who you are, Mitchell Meeks and Kathy Tarver, super fans listening in from the Super Talk Mississippi Network. This week's show brought to you by our caring sponsors at National Treatment Centers. We're going to talk about this every week, guys. You know why? Because everybody out there, everybody knows a family that's fighting the effects of today's substance abuse epidemic. Maybe it's your family tree that's battling it or someone you care about. The stories I've heard have been tragic. I don't want you to face that as well. And if that's the case, if you're on that path, if someone you love or care about is on that path, pick up the phone, call the professionals, get them to work on it at 800-287-7891. That's 800-287-7891. You don't have to do this on your own. You do so much on your own as it is. This isn't one of them. The number's on our website as well, guys. BrilliantFrugalLiving.com. Make it happen. Help the ones you love, the ones you care about. Put that chapter behind them. They deserve it. And honestly, you deserve it. And they're the ones that can help. 800-287-7891. Sitting here, coffee in hand. It's some delicious chocolate-infused something, caffeine. I'm digging it. I did not sleep well. Kids are back in school this past week. And understandably, they were very jazzed about the Christmas holiday, and now they're less than jazzed. And, you know, being, you know, linked by DNA to me, I recall as a child not being that thrilled about going back to school, but they're dealing with it admirably. But the sleep schedule is just, it's gone. It's off. We got to get that back in order. So had a little less, you know, sleep than usual this week. They're going to get back, you know, on the right track. But right now, not happy little campers. But me, I've got coffee. So there you go. It's all good. Hope you guys have got a big mug of Java in your hands as well. Good stuff. As I sit here looking out the studio windows, thought I saw some snow earlier, but it was not. I don't know what it was. It's not laying on the ground anyway here in the Philadelphia area. So I'm happy. It's just little flurries type that once in a while. 2019 now upon us. Fantastic stuff. You know what I love about January? You know what I love about January? So many people driving down the street, they're like, oh, it's January, blah, blah, it's icky, it's horrible. It's really not, guys. You know what? Not only, this is one of the things I love best about it, not only is each day getting that minute or two longer, you know, the extra minute in the morning, the extra minute at night, we're getting some great stargazing. It sounds so geeky, but there's this great alignment here. And I'm hearing coast to coast from all my wonderful little, you know, telescope geeks and stuff as well. And I say that as a compliment. My husband loves this. I'm having fun. You can see Jupiter and you can see Mars is really, Venus is really, really visible and stuff with the, to the, not only the naked eye, but if you pull out the most basic of telescopes, which you can find, you know, online or whatever, great visibility for that. But not only that, we are now sitting smack dab in one of the hottest sale months you will see all year. And that is the fine month of January. Yeah, baby. Because every month of the year offers unique opportunities to save money. And if you're like most shoppers, including me, you're watching the budget in January after a season of holiday shopping blur, okay? However, these are some bulletproof, fabulous tips, creative ways to get the finances back on track in January, to maybe invest in a couple of things where you're not going to find better prices any other time during the year. This is what you want to do the month of January. Number one, the after Christmas sales, and I keep track of this stuff. I am noticing January 2019, they have taken the after Christmas sales to a new ninja level. Megan G, touched base via email, says that she has got her email cracked me up. She has about 10 members, families, friends, birthdays in January and February. And the shopping is phenomenal in January for gift sets, electronics, movies, books, everything. So everybody on our list, they're getting great gifts for next to nothing. It's fantastic. So taking advantage of these after Christmas sales, a fantastic way to save on maybe even next year's gifts, decorations if you need them. I do not need Christmas decorations in my house. My husband will rightfully kill me if I bring home any more Christmas decorations. It would just be bad. But you might need some more. If you need it, do it. Go out and get them. And then take it to the next step for money savings, for a whole bunch of stuff, reduced price candy. If you are in charge of that for your office, buy it, stockpile it. It's fantastic. For your office supplies, gift sets with products you use. I mean, things like, I mean, everybody knows people on their gift list. It could be coming up for even Mother's Day, Father's Day, Boss's Day, whenever that is, you know, Subordinates Day. You don't call them subordinates, but whatever. But there are all these gift sets out there in wonderful kind of neutral packaging that you can buy. Soaps and shampoos and the gels and the pomades and all this other stuff. You can find fantastic gift sets out there just slashed. It's fantastic. Next up, snatching up the holiday returns, okay? Everybody out there has had stuff they had to return. You guys might have seen the return lines. Way back when I was in high school, I worked for Lerner Stores. I think it was a subsidiary of Limited, right? I don't even know if there are any Lerners anymore. And the month after Christmas, we had an entire section of our store dedicated to the returns. We had this table, this huge line, you know, lined up behind that. Now, a lot of times people are taking things back to the stores. A lot of times people are doing it via electronically, but you can snatch up some serious holiday returns. Do you ever wonder what happens to all those holiday returns that get returned, the gifts? We're talking grills, books, tools, clothing. Some of them return to the sales floor, but a lot of them get marked down and sold as like what they call the open box merchandise or shipped to the discount stores like TJ Maxx and Marshalls and Ross. That makes January an ideal time to start seriously, you know, camping out with these stores for the big deals, okay? Here's my next, I'm so happy. I love this one. This is one that I do constantly all the time. I'm telling you right now, thrift stores. Thrift stores get swamped with high quality, gorgeous, oftentimes brand new donations in December. You know why? Because people want to make last minute tax deductions, and that means a ton of new inventory in January. Gorgeous inventory, hugely marked down inventory. Take a look. Go to I love Goodwill. Goodwill is just one of my favorite go-to places for just life. Swing by your favorite thrift stores for some of the best deals of the year, courtesy of your fellow Americans who are far more organized than I am. Let's just put that out there, because that's a fact. They are. They're more organized than I am. They got all their discounts out there. They got all their donations, I should say, out there. That's the way to do it. All right. Ooh, this is a good one. More than one person emailed me about this, buying discounted gift cards. You know what a huge fan I am of gift cards, right? A lot of you are fans out there too. So you buy gift cards for people, you think they're going to love them, maybe for your, you know, for a coffee shop or for a restaurant you think they're going to like, or a bookstore, whatever. And it's just not the right fit. Well, here's the best thing. Gift cards are a hugely popular holiday gift. Don't always hit the mark. Fortunately, sites like eBay and someone else sent me a site called Gift Card Granny. I've never heard of that, but apparently it's out there. I'm a big fan of eBay. They make a huge business. They've got huge businesses on eBay of buying unwanted gift cards. You sell them on eBay, turn them around, get practically the full value for it. I'm looking at every single gift card you can see out there. Every gift card you can think of, I'm telling you right now, there is a market for it on eBay. And it's, you know why? Because it's one of the easiest things you can ship. It's super light. You can just package it up, send it out the door. And amazingly to me, if you have a $25 gift card for something, you will get bids up to, I'm seeing it time and again, up to like $22, $23 for a $25 gift card. People love their bargains. Why not? So there you go. I love it. Next up, taking advantage of the January sales. I'm talking about January sales in just about every store out there. Shoes, books, if the kids need boots, if you need boots, if you have books that you're wanting to buy, even certain grocery stores have certain January sales. And here's a quick, somewhat related note. In January, when you're going out there buying fruit, stick to the ABCs. Buy the vegetables you want to buy. They're pretty decent. We just do lettuce here. ABCs of fruit. Until we get to the summertime, it's all about the ABCs. Apples, bananas, and the big vitamin C goodie, oranges. Apples, oranges, bananas, that is the fruit in my house. You know, grapes and cherries, see in the summertime, folks. I'm not doing any of that, you know, right now. I hear from people saying, how do I find cherries in January? You don't. You don't find cherries in January. Simple answer. Next question. There you go. And I want to hear from you guys as well. What are your go-to moves? All right, because there's some good ones out there. It's all good. And a quick question for you, somewhat related for January. Do you owe back taxes to the IRS? Okay, I had to get this out. A lot of people do. I'm getting notes from people. Here's a newsflash. The president has changed the tax laws and you can benefit. You may be able to pay the IRS less. Who wouldn't love that? If you owe the IRS 10 grand or more in back taxes, you are not alone. Call the tax doctor. Have them argue on your behalf to pay the IRS as little as possible allowed by law. I'm talking to everybody, the business owners, the self-employed, the W-2 workers, whatever. If you have a back tax problem, maybe a few years of unfiled returns, help is here. Call the tax doctor. Have them waive the consultation fee. Make this call for free to the tax doctor. 800-649-0142. The number's on our website as well at brilliantfrugalliving.com. That number again, 800-649-0142. Get the IRS off your back for good, guys. You deserve it. Tax doctor, 800-649-0142. More after this. Cheap is small, and not too steep,
but best of all. And we are back with the Kristen Agopian Show, talking about ways to put all of the fabulous, frugal, shopping January power in your back pocket, saving huge amounts of money while still getting all the stuff you need and none of the stuff you don't. I'm telling you right now, guys, January always feels like a bit of a spending hangover for a lot of people out there. I hear you. But if you've budgeted the way you wanted to for the holidays, you got a little bit of wiggle room in your bank account right now, January is flooding the market with bargains that I have not seen before. Because let's face it, they're trying to get you through their doors. They're trying to make their numbers as well. And they'll do just about anything to have you pull that credit card out of your pocket, pull some cash out of your pocket, buy their stuff. The sales are phenomenal. Don't buy anything you don't need. Go after all the stuff that you do. We talked before the break, hitting the after Christmas sales, make it happen, snatching up holiday returns. Because again, about a million years ago, I used to work at a clothing store. Nobody wants to put the stuff back up on the hangers, back on the shelf, back on the rack. Instead, they go into boxes. You get, you know, half off, whatever it is. It's all good. Shopping at the thrift stores. Again, people who are far more organized than I am just donated bags of gorgeous clothing, boxes of beautiful furniture and housewares and gifts and electronics and shoes that were, you know, never worn, beautiful coats that never fit. They put them there. Fantastic stuff. Get to your local thrift stores. Everybody that you know, not saying it out loud, went and donated everything they didn't need to make room for all the stuff they just got this past holiday season. All that stuff's waiting for you, about 95% off at your local thrift stores. Can you hear it? It's calling you. Come and get me. I'm 95% off. You heard it, right? You just heard it right there. Go and get it. It's fabulous. Discounted gift cards all over the place on eBay. If you have, and here's the next thing I didn't mention before the break. We talked about buying gift cards, say for gas stations that you like, or coffee shops, or restaurants, or, you know, department stores, whatever it is where you normally shop. Chances are excellent. If you're looking for a $25 gift card, you can find them on eBay, whatever, for far less. And if you are looking to sell a gift card, chances are excellent. Someone's willing to buy it for close to the actual face value, you know, price of it. I can't believe it. It's good stuff. Get the gift cards you don't need, you don't want. Put them up on eBay, put some cash in your pocket, and if you're in the market for some, you're going to find them discounted on eBay. Everybody's a winner. Fantastic. Next up, for people who are into this kind of thing, and by that, I mean people who are more organized than I am, January is apparently a gold mine for printable coupons out there. Most coupon sites reset their coupons monthly, and they make it a goal to make January a gold mine of coupons. So if you've got a few minutes to peruse the offerings on whatever favorite coupon sites you have, download them, print them, you know, whatever's easiest for you, there is huge money to be had. Good stuff. Next up, one of the biggest shopping goals, one of the biggest ways to save when it comes to January, eating what's in season. I mentioned this before the break. If I hear from one more person, how do you recommend I get my hands on some, you know, organic cherries in January? You don't. You grab that bag of apples. You say, hey, kids, enjoy the apples, or the hubby or the wife or whatever. There's fruit to be had. All of it very, very reasonably priced. Don't go crazy and don't go pie in the sky. I'd like some organic papayas in January. Please don't do that, because I'm. Can you just envision me rubbing the little vein between my temples right here? Uh-huh. I'm doing it right now. Eat what's in season. Eating seasonally. The cha-ching sound you hear is you guys eating seasonally and putting the cash in your pocket. And here's the next thing. I am just as much of a fruit snob as the next person. I don't like the quality of these air quotes, you know, tropical fruits in January. It's just not really possible to get a really good tasting, you know, huge regular pineapple in January. Not for a decent price and really not decent quality. Same thing goes with you name it. I'm looking at stuff in the grocery store. I don't even recognize it, for God's sake. These organic, you know, really exotic fruits. Stick with the basics. Not only are they far more delicious, the crispier apples, the beautiful, you know, gorgeous oranges, fantastic, gorgeous bananas. Your family will love them. They are the ones that taste better. The apples, oranges, bananas, the ABCs, and again, oranges, no, not a C, but it's, you know, loaded with vitamin C. Work with me here. Do the apples, oranges, bananas until further notice, all right? When there is a chance of flurries or cold weather or whatever it is, if it's January where you're listening right now, don't go for the exotic fruits and vegetables, all right? Don't make me come find you. Way too expensive, way too much money out of your pocket. Don't do it. Next up, dial down the heating bill. We talked about this once before, and I got so many emails about this. We are about to hit the coldest time of the year. So now is the time to get super serious about getting really ridiculous heating costs down. Okay, here's the way to do it. And I'm going to talk actually kerosene first. Kerosene, which I've talked about, we've got a kerosene heater, a beautiful one, industrial strength. I got it for about $150 at my local home improvement center. Our kerosene heater that we researched to make sure it could heat up our downstairs living area. Now I'm talking about our family room, the kids' little media playroom, you know, whatever, where they keep all their toys and their fun stuff, and our kitchen, a small bath, and the den. Okay, so we're talking family room, den, kids' playroom, bathroom, kitchen, small hallway. 1,100 square feet I'm talking about. We keep that at 70 degrees using a kerosene heater. Kerosene heaters are going for a very reasonable price. Go to your local home improvement center. Kerosene is going for $2.25 a gallon. We are using about $20 in kerosene a week. All right, $20. Instead, we could be just using our propane heater across our entire house. We put up curtains and we kind of segue off sections of the house we don't use. We don't use our formal living room. We don't use our formal dining room. It's January. Those are shut down till spring. We are keeping the living areas of our house at a beautiful toasty 70 degrees, spending just $20 a week. Okay, we have the house set at 53 degrees. The upstairs bedrooms are a little bit warmer for, you know, ease and comfortable sleeping. And we are living like kings, spending a fraction of what we would otherwise be spending. Get out there and research one. I'm deadly serious. I don't want you guys freezing. I want you guys enjoying yourselves. Please go out there and research what a good kerosene heater will do for you. It's worth its weight in gold. Now, when I talk about research, I'm talking about, do you have grandkids running around where a kerosene heater may not be the right fit? If you've got older kids, teenage grandkids, whatever it is, that's a perfect fit for a kerosene heater. That's when we got a kerosene heater when I was a kid. And, you know, that was decades ago. And they have come such a far way since then. They have every single safety mechanism you could possibly ask for. I'm not joking. Go out there, research them. Don't take my word for it. Find the kerosene heater that works best for you, or the Eden Pure heaters, the super safe ones that are very safe with pets as well. When you utilize a space heater and you close off the wonderful areas of your house where you like to kind of hunker down and hang out with your family, you are going to be saving some serious cash. I'm not joking. Absolutely huge, serious cash. That's the kind of thing I want for all of you. And you know what else saves you some serious cash and helps out the people that you love? Do any of you out there know someone with a drinking or a drug problem? A lot of people do. Maybe you do as well. Learn how to help them get sober for their sake and, quite honestly, for yours. And do it now. Your private insurance may cover the costs. You heard right. Your private insurance may cover the costs, okay? Elite Rehab is going to help take care of getting them there. It's simple. Just call Elite Rehab Placement right now, please. Let them help the ones you care about get the help they need. 800-932-4082. 800-932-4082. Write that down. The number's on our website as well, guys, at brilliantfrugalliving.com. Number again, one more time, 800-932-4082. Call them today. Dad and Daughter Talk Real Estate right after this. Cheap is small, and not too steep. And we are back with the Kristen Negopian Show. Half past the hour in this beautiful first week of January 2019. That must mean we're in for another segment of Dad and Daughter Talk Real Estate, because it doesn't matter what month it is, the market is always telling us something, always in our favor with regards to this. Who better to break it down than the fine gentleman to my right, John Harriott, a.k.a. Dad. Welcome back, sir. Happy New Year.
Thank you very much, kiddo. Thank you very much. And thank you, folks, for tuning in for another segment of Dad and Daughter Talk Real Estate.
Stuff. Mm-hmm. 2019, sir.
2019. Holy cow. I can remember thinking when I was in high school, I'll be 61 years old, all right?
2000. And now?
Now, you know, it's 10 years downstream from that and still going strong.
I graduated, yeah, you sure are. I graduated 1986, and I was thinking, you know, by the time the turn of the century, much less, you know, 2019, we'd have the flying cars and we'd have, you know, all kinds of. So, you know, we're on Mars. We've landed things on Mars, which is pretty darn cool. Mm-hmm. Lots of great strides in so many various parts of Americana with regards to medicine and technology. Oh, you and I were talking. I got an 11-year-old son who for Christmas got a piece of technology, not only this gaming thing that I'm never going to be as good at as he is. I don't even know how it works. But now he has a TV in his room that Victor and I saw at the Smithsonian as, like, you know, the technology. He's got an HD TV in his room. He's a great kid. He loves to do stuff. We don't do a lot of TV time, but he has a television in his freaking room that, I mean, I wouldn't have dreamt of having in my living room when I first got married. It's hilarious what the technology's
done. How big is it?
It's not that big. It fits his room pretty well, but it's like HD TV. It's just, he's a great kid. His sister has one as well. Just, I slapped myself upside the head, you know, saying that out loud. But we got them for next to nothing, very inexpensively. But yeah, that's what 2019 is looking like so far, this first week in January. Far more importantly, what is the real estate tea leaves telling you for 2019, sir? What's the year ahead hold for those looking to buy, sell, rent, or flip?
Where is the housing market headed in 2019?
Yep.
The basic message, Chrissy, this is going to be the best opportunity that you are going to have for the rest of your home buying lifetimes to either buy that first house or make that move up buy or begin to invest in real estate.
There it is.
Because the tea leaves are all aligned. Yes, prices have gone up since 2012, 2013. But what they've done is they've recovered back to the pre-crash levels that we had in 2008, the bubble.
Yep, that's reassuring.
That was brought about by our federal government.
Yeah.
Most parts of the country, not all, but almost all parts of the country, have recovered, and now prices are above. So even if you bought your house in 2008 at the peak, you probably got equity to move in with.
A lot of people aren't aware of how much equity they have in their homes. You're talking about people who have just bought their first house. Maybe they bought pre-crash, maybe they bought post-crash, whatever it is. Chances are outstanding. If you haven't checked, formally, professionally checked the value of your home, you might want to get in touch with a realtor or get in touch with Dad and see what the latest is on that, because chances are excellent. You might just be very pleasantly surprised.
Yes, indeed. If you have any questions about that at all, folks, I do have access to pricing information, pricing estimate information for the whole country.
Duh.
So hit that Dad and Daughter Talk Real Estate hotline at 484-574-4088, and I can probably help you out with the value
now
of your house.
Now, you've got a website they can go to, too. If people are feeling shy, if they don't feel like going voice to voice yet, they're not like you and I. We'll talk to anybody, anywhere, anytime, but there are people out there that are a little shy about that. They can also go to your website, dadanddaughtertalkrealestate.com, and from there, you got the keys to the kingdom. You got a great checklist you can go to get any information you're looking for, and that could be a good place to start, too.
That's true. Some of those reports are only applicable to the Pennsylvania, Delaware area where I'm licensed to practice.
Right.
But I think 5 out of the 8 reports that are there are applicable nationally. So,
nice.
Yeah, if you go to dadanddaughtertalkrealestate.com and click on 1 or 2 or 3 of the reports you'd like to see, get that back to you pronto with a link to that report that you can print out. Where is the housing market headed in 2019?
Well,
the people who predict what's going to happen to housing prices in the next year, over the next 5 years, are saying that on average, home prices are going to appreciate about 4.8% in the United States next year.
Nice.
2019 over 2018. Some place a little bit higher, some place a little bit lower.
Sure.
Now, could that be wrong? Absolutely, it will be wrong. You don't know if it's wrong high, wrong low, wrong early, wrong late.
Just an estimate
but
to work.
But the consensus of all the people who do this kind of thing is that, yes, prices are going up, and the consensus is that it's going to be about 4.8%.
I love that. You know why I love that is because when you're buying real estate, you know, say we're talking about, you always bring up the $300,000 house as a good starter house.
Yeah.
For that to be going up by 5%, that means you're talking about it going up by $15,000 in 1 year's time, which is wonderful. People say, well, you know, I'll just invest in something else and get, you know, maybe, you know, 5% or something more. You don't have to spend $300,000 of your own money to create the same $15,000 estimated gain. You can put down the bare minimum. I mean, Dad talks time and again about these incredibly low down payment loans, and you are still netting 15 grand in better net worth and higher net worth by year's end. And if 2019 goes half as fast as 2018, it's going to be a blink of the eye before we see the end of the year, and you can be that $15,000 better off, but in your portfolio. It's just great stuff to me.
More important to think about the long run in real estate as opposed to just what's going to be happening in the next year. And the same people who are saying that prices are going up about 4.8% next year say that over the next 5 years, prices are probably going to rise about 25%.
Wow.
So that same $300,000 house?
Yep.
25% increase in price? 5 years from now, that's probably going to be worth $75,000 more than what you paid for it.
Incredible.
No easier way to build your net worth and to build your family's wealth.
Yep, good stuff. And when you think about the numbers, a lot of times it gets intimidating for people. There's, you know, you and I talk like it's this no-brainer to get, of course, I mean, that, who doesn't want to get that higher net worth?
But it's a scary no-brainer.
It's a scary no-brainer. Exactly right. It's a conflicting no-brainer because you've got a lot of smart, hardworking people out there. They save as much money as they can, and they think to themselves, okay, I've got 20 grand to put into an investment. Do I want to put it into real estate? Should I put it into something else? It can be very intimidating, and no doubt the vast majority of people out there, you've got so many people who have purchased a home or who have purchased investment real estate, and they've done great. But a lot of us know that one person that maybe got burned in the last real estate bubble. You know, they're coming out of it, and now they're back into a positive net worth. But there are scary stories everywhere. Dad is here to distill down all of the information into workable info you can use, and time and again, the numbers don't lie. Emotions can run this way. Emotions can run that way. That's why I love numbers. Numbers don't lie. And when it comes to the numbers and the reports and the year after year average, time and again, in the best of times or the crummiest of times, economically speaking, from years past, it is still such a solid, ironclad, you know, reassuring investment to get into real estate, especially your own home. That's what I love about it most.
Yes, indeed. Like you say, numbers don't lie. As my father used to say, you know, John, he said, figures don't lie. He said, but remember, liars sometimes figure.
That's all true.
The numbers in real estate are overwhelming. Now, next year, predicting 4.8% national average increase in real estate home prices. Fixed interest rates. Now, mortgage interest rates a year ago were right around 4%.
Yep.
Right now, they're right around 5%, 4.9%.
Yeah.
And every 1% rise in the interest rate raises your principal and interest payment by 10%.
Yep.
So if your principal and interest payment going to be $1,000 a year ago, right now it'll be $1,100, $1,200 a year more.
Mm-hmm.
Or over the course of 30 years, you're talking about $40-some thousand.
Yes, you are.
Fixed interest rate for at the end of this year is predicted to be about 5.3%.
Yep. And what you want to do is take a look at your own personal situation. We just talked about numbers where you'd be paying an extra $1,200 a year when you jump into the market today as opposed to a year ago. That's fine. That's whiskey under the bridge. When it comes to the
whiskey under the bridge
year, well, you know, I have my own spin on certain sayings. But when it comes to your own personal numbers, think about your job. Are you now in a job where a year ago, compared to a year later, you're now making an extra $2,000 a year? That takes care of it. Think about maybe if you're talking about maybe this year, you're thinking about how that might improve even more. If your personal household numbers would support jumping into the market. Of course, there are some unknowns. That's life for you. But when it comes to the real estate market, the reason the numbers are on the rise with regards to interest rates, for the best of reasons in other areas, net worth, net income, lower unemployment rates, you know, there's greater, unbelievable, off the charts consumer confidence out there. Those are all the reasons for the numbers going up. And if your life, if your household, if your family is currently enjoying the benefits of the higher consumer confidence, the lower unemployment, everything else, translate those numbers into, again, just picking up the phone, getting the ball rolling on either getting into the real estate market, upgrading to that house that you've driven by a dozen times. Oh, I'd love to be in this neighborhood. I'd love to do this. It can happen. Other people have done it. You can do it too. It all starts with a phone call. Just get the ball rolling. You will be glad you did.
Yep. And folks, it's relatively simple if you get the right advice.
Yes.
And to get the right advice, you need a real good realtor.
Yes.
And to get yourself a real good realtor, I always recommend that you interview at least two, preferably three or four. Now, I'm only licensed to practice in the states of Pennsylvania and Delaware, so I can't practice if you're in Mississippi or Arkansas.
Right.
I would suggest that you call the offices of, start out with two of the major realtors in your area and say, look, here's what I want to do. Who is the best agent you've got in your office to help me do this? And then have them come out, tell them what you want to do, and say, what's your program to help me?
Exactly right.
Then when you're done talking to those two, talk to two more. And then make your decision based upon with whom you feel most comfortable.
Yep.
You don't need 20% down. You can buy a $300,000 house with 3.5% or even less down.
Yep.
3.5% is only $10,000. Now is the time to make that move. The best time you're going to have for the rest of your home buying lifetime to buy that first house or make that move up by.
Love it. And as usual, the time has flown. It's going to be a great year, Pop. I can feel it in my bones. And we'll be right back, gang, right after this. And we are back with the Kristen Negopian Show. Here's our power round, guys. This is what I want you, more than any other point we've talked about on today's show, here's how you can save the biggest money of all of our strategies, with this one tip. We talked about shopping at the thrift stores. I love that year round. There are certain ways you can do it to really, I mean, ratchet up the savings even bigger in January. Here's how you save more money at thrift stores. Going to the thrift stores alone will save you huge cash. You want some extra, you know, ammo on how to save even more? Here's the best part. Here's ways you can do this in January. Number one, in January, it seems like a lot of thrift stores are kind of stepping up their game with the apps and with the extra sales. They're going on social media. You know, Goodwill has their own social media sites. They're just gangbusters, which is great. But you hear about a lot, go to their sites, go to their Facebook sites, go if you have signed up for, you know, emails from them, see what kind of things they're offering. Here's one of the best ways, old-fashioned style, that you can save. Doesn't need an app. Doesn't need anything else. That's why I call it old-fashioned style. Making a donation to your local thrift stores. A lot of thrift stores out there, check the ones near you, will give you a huge fat discount, a coupon, or a store credit when you donate merchandise. Okay, so you're not only getting the tax write-off of donating merchandise, which is phenomenal, but these stores, in an, you know, trying to anticipate and trying to lure you to their stores, will also offer you coupon, store credits, and apparently that really ratchets up in January. And think about it, because we talked about this before the break. December was when a lot of very organized people cleaned out the closets, got everything out of there for the big, huge tax donation, which is a wonderful 1-2 punch. It benefits your local Goodwills and your local thrift stores. It benefits the donators, you know, tax bill later on. But then think about it. January is going to be pretty high and dry for donations, right? So they're going to try to lure more people in, and they're going to do that by handing out coupons and store credits a lot of times. Check with them first. And then, if you're late to the game like I am, donating stuff, gather up all of those handbags and wallets and golf, you know, paraphernalia and pictures you don't want anymore, the big portraits or the wall hangings, whatever, the sweaters, the shoes that you haven't worn for, let's say, a year or more, take them with you as a donation before you start shopping. Ask them. There is no harm. And when you take this stuff usually to the back bay, where there's usually someone out there that, you know, gathers stuff, hands you that tax write-off sheet, that kind of thing,
say to them, hey, you know, just curious, it's January. Are you guys offering any discounts on your store for donations? What's the worst thing the manager can do? Say no. I think if they don't, they'll probably start a little light bulb in their head thinking that, you know, hey, that could be a really good idea. Here's the next one. I'm hearing from people, busy parents, busy grandparents, you know, singles, you know, no kids, lots of kids, whatever kids, busy house, not a busy house. Shopping with coupons, thrift store prices combined with coupons is just, I'm literally salivating right now. It is just an unbeatable deal. Look for the coupons, and I'm finding these now in like school coupon books, and I love this old school. I'm finding them in my local newspaper. This gives me such hope because I am seriously... I cannot do apps. I do not have the brain power to do apps. It's just not my thing. But I love a good coupon. If I find it in my local newspaper, I'm there. Some thrift stores also now offer electronic coupons. Life is good. So you if you have a cell phone, even on my rinky-dink beloved track phone, which is just, I love this phone for so many reasons. But one of the things I love about it is that I can do these electronic coupons. I've tried it on my track phone as well. You text some appropriate number they give you, and they will respond with a coupon in real time while you're shopping. How sweet is that? You gotta love this. Next up, next time you go into your local thrift store, not only are you gonna bring a bag of, say, sweaters you haven't worn in over a year, you're gonna hopefully get, you know, that nice little discount. Talk to the manager. Can I get a 10% off coupon? Or, you know, you name it. Managers and the personnel at your local Goodwill, especially, you will find are just phenomenally head and shoulders above the customer service you'll find in a lot of the upscale stores out there. I have been in so many local Goodwills nationwide. I do a lot of traveling. I find the customer service there to be absolutely top notch. So even if they don't have some kind of a, you know, you're thinking, do they have this sort of promotion, that sort of promotion? Talk to the manager there and see what they can do for you. Chances are excellent. You'll walk out of the place smiling. It's all good. Next up, in all of these various stores, January seems to be a phenomenal month for discounts on top of the usual discounts. Especially if you are, say, if you've got a member of the military in your family, or senior discounts, or student discounts, check with your favorite thrift stores to see if there's any discounts that you could be taking advantage of. You might have to shop on a certain day of the week to get your discount, but if it saves you cash on already highly discounted stuff, it is so worth it. You know what I'm talking about. Next up, working the sales. Every thrift store has its own way of running sales. One store may discount items with a certain color tag. Others may discount, you know, take a percentage off in a different department each day. Get the lowdown, get the skinny on how those individual sales are handled at the stores around you, and then make the most for them. It's phenomenal. I keep using the word phenomenal because honestly, if you are looking to save money in 2019, utilizing your local well-run thrift store is going to be one of the best, most incredibly impactful, productive, money-saving moves you can make. That's why I love it. Next up, digging for deals. Oh my gosh, there was a Goodwill near me that used to have these bins. They since, you know, put things on racks like grown-ups do. I love those bins. They were so much fun. A lot of Goodwill still have them. Look for these large, unsorted containers of merchandise. You know, Velociraptor doesn't want to be fed. Velociraptor wants to hunt. And you and I all know we are the velociraptors of the money-saving world out there. We can be soft and cuddly, but when it comes to a good sale, we're velociraptor all the way. And when you go to these unsorted containers of merchandise, it is so much fun. They contain the designer names that we can't afford any other way, that we don't want to afford any other way. When we hunt and we find it, these are the absolute best deals. This is where they hide out. Okay, if you find something that you need in one of these containers of, you know, you name it, designer sweaters, designer, you know, luxury, anything, you can bet it's going to be on the cheap. You got to love it. Shop also at the thrift outlet stores. Okay, Goodwill and others have these outlet stores. They still have the bins. There's one near me in Lancaster. They're in just about every state in the union. And it's where, can you hear me drooling right now? It is where Goodwills send all of their stuff that doesn't sell in a timely fashion. It goes to the Goodwill outlet stores to get discounted even more. This is just so wonderful. A lot of them also, they give you the thrill of buying your clothing and housewares by the pound. And I'm talking extremely inexpensively by the pound. All right, so you get the point. Guys, shopping in January
it does a body good when it's stuff that you need, stuff that you're going to use, things that you know are going to come in handy for your household that are going to save you money as the year progresses. January is the month to get it done. I love it. Get out there, make me proud. And until next week, save those pennies, pay with cash, and you all stay frugal out there.